Hi, Asher. This is Daddy. This is January the 1st, 2025. I was not with you during this blessed time of the year, Christmas, the most important time of the year, and I was stopped from being with you by your mother, who thinks that she controls your life. She has no business doing what she's doing, keeping you away from me and keeping me away from you. But her mind is delusional. She's living in a fantasy world that she owns you and she can control you and she can control me. But she uses threats, Asher, threats and extortion. All she has to do is make a complaint. My husband hit me. My husband abused me. My husband did something. My husband mistreated me. And I go to prison. And she uses this as a weapon against me, you see. I can't even come and see you. I can't even come to try to see you. I can't even try to be with you under the threats that she is under, you see. So this is what's going on here. And I just want you to know this. It's not that I'm avoiding you this Christmas. It's not that I'm not trying to be with you. Your mother is preventing me from being with you. She is evil. She is acting in an evil way. She does not own you like she owns a bicycle, but she's acting as if she does, and she's using you as a weapon against me. She's mistreating you also, Asher. I was the only one of the family that ever stood up for you and protected you, the only one. I prevented you, for example, from going to these so-called daycare centers, the one where she worked. All the time I was in Canada, I refused to let you go there. But now that I'm not there, she's sending you there. No one protected you. None of your family members in Zambia ever helped you. Your shameful cousin, Martin Siamafua, Natalie Siamafua, and your shameful grandmother, Jane. None of them supported you. None of them helped you. They were all against you. They all allowed you to be taken away from you. None of them spoke out against it. None of them said, this is wrong. None of them said, this is wrong to take your father away from me. None of them said, cheapo, what you're doing is wrong. You need to stop this. None of them said that. I was the only one. Have nothing to do with your shameful relatives in Zambia. Your cousins, your aunts, and your uncles. None of them helped you out, Asher. None of them. I was the only one. Now, I was not with you during this most blessed time of the year. And I'm so sorry about this, Asher, but there's nothing I could do about it. Now, what I said in my previous message to you, I told you that about the theft and the fraud. One thing I forgot to tell you was the theft of land. Theft of land committed by your mother, Chipo, and your cousin, Martin. Both of them stole land from me according to the laws of Canada, the Criminal Code of Canada, and according to the laws of Zambia. They both committed theft of my property. So the laws in the Criminal Code of Canada state that if you deprive someone lawful access to and or lawful enjoyment of their property, that is theft. And this is what your mother and Martin did here in Zambia. The laws of Zambia are similarly worded. They prevented me from selling this land for a long time, for months went on like this. Finally, I involved the police, and the police made Martin surrender all of the documents. He still didn't surrender two documents, the NRC for your mother and one other document. But under threat by the police, he had to allow me to sell my land or Martin would have gone to prison. So, and if your mother was here, she would have been under that same situation. She would have gone to prison also, had the documents not been surrendered. It's just that she was in Zambia. So, I want to make this very clear. What is going on here? They did commit theft. Even though they finally cooperated, they still committed theft. So, both your mother and your cousin Martin are thieves. By the way, your church, not your church, I'm sorry, your mother's church, the Adventist church, she is an Adventist, as is your grandmother, as is Martin. It's so curious to me how that for Adventists, it's a sin to commit, to do any work on a Saturday. That's a sin. It's the holy Sabbath day, according to Adventists. Yet, it's okay to commit adultery. It's okay to steal. It's okay to commit fraud, but you can't work on a Saturday. I can't figure this out. I'm not saying all Adventists. No. There are many good Adventists. I'm talking about your relatives in Zambia, Asher. Shameful behavior by your mother and by your cousin to take you out of my life, to deprive you of me totally. I was not sent any photographs of you during Christmas. I don't know who you were with, where you were, what you did, what you ate, nothing. Nothing at all. I wasn't told anything. Not that she would necessarily tell me the truth anyway, but I wasn't told anything, not even sent one photograph. I don't know anything about you at the most sacred time of the year. To hell with me. This is her attitude. Totally, I am blocked out of your life. Totally. This is evil, what your mother is doing. She has an evil, depraved, sadistic mind, is what she's doing. Just so you know what your mother is really like. And when you get old enough, Asher, I want you to come and be with me. We live together. We need to spend time together now, Asher. When you're old enough and understand what's going on, follow in your father's footsteps and protest what is going on. Fight against this like I am doing, Asher. I'm doing everything I can to fight for you here. Even if you may not see, even if you don't necessarily know what I'm up to, be assured that I'm doing everything I can to fight for you here, Asher. I love you so much, Asher. I love you, and I miss you so much. Happy New Year.